Bye-bye. Okay. So I guess we'll start off just by reviewing what we did yesterday. So yesterday we had machlokas. So we're dealing with chametz. Again, the sugya is based on the Mishnah on Chav Chasim and Aleph Msachim. I guess yesterday we did the Gemara Chav Chasim and Aleph Msachim. So you have machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Okay? About the Isser, when the Isser Chametz begins. On Erev Pesach, I guess. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it begins at Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Because there's a lav. If you eat Chametz on Erev Pesach, you violate a lav. Okay, from Chatzos onwards. And his pasuk is, because it says, Lo Sochal Olav Chametz. It's the parasha talking about Karban Pesach. It says, Lo Sochal Olav Chametz. You shouldn't eat upon it, chametz. So what does it mean upon it? During its zman. During the zman ha-pesach is an isser of achilas chametz. Okay, because the carbon pesach, like we said, a basic idea, we said, is that apparently holds that there's a, for whatever reason, philosophically, but halachically, there's a contradiction between the carbon pesach and chametz. And the zman ha-pesach is an oser in achilas chametz. Okay, they can't coexist. Pesach and Chametz can't coexist. And the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach, the Zman of Shechitas Pesach is an Osar in Achilas Chametz. Okay, so that's a Sochal Olav Chametz. Means that the Karban Pesach is an Osar in Achilas Chametz. Okay, they're contradictory. There's a problem. They can't coexist. So what does coexist mean? If it's the Zman HaPesach, now you can't eat Chametz, and that's contradiction. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, how does he learn? So he says, no. He says, because it says, Lo Sochal Olav, Shivas Yom Tochal Olav, I'm sorry, Lo Sochal Olav Chametz, Shivas Yom Tochal Olav Matzah, Slachamoni. So the same Olav, Lo Sochal Olav Chametz, Tochal Olav Matzah. So, what does it mean, Tochal Olav Matzah? Obviously, you're not eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Right? You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So Tochal Olav on the Karban Pesach means like Al Matzah Riyachlu with the Achilas HaPesach you have Achilas Matzah. So similarly, when the Pasuk says Lo Sochal Olav Chametz, it means with the Achilas of Pesach, which is only on Pesach itself. Okay, so he says it doesn't mean one Lo Sochal Olav when the Zman Shechita, but it means with Achilas HaPesach. So he explained that he learns that it's not just pshat that the Karban Pesach and Chametz are like contradiction. Rather, he learns that since there's a mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, and the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, you see, is not just like a physical, like a mechanical activity of eating, but it's a whole like a whole type of an activity, and it has many components to it. Like you see, for instance, it has side dishes. Of Amatzon Rom Yechlu, and you see there's a Yikal Tochel Enu Na, Vashon Vushal Mayim, Kiyam Sliyesh, there's all kinds of, you can't break a bone, there's, the activity of Achilas HaPesach is like a whole involvement, and it has all kinds of pratim in the halacha, and for instance, the Achilas do with side dishes is part of the mitzvah also. So you see, so he holds that there's a, the Achilas Pesach is an institution, and the institution has is chiyuvim, which is brought along with it, namely pat matzah marar, and it has an isurei achila as well. It has chiyuvei achila and isurei achila, namely isurei chametz. So it's like as the institution of the achilas haPesach brings with it isur. That's what the same pasuk. Lo sochal olav chametz and tochal olav matzos means the institution of achilas haPesach involves anything which you eat on Leil Pesach. Is related to the Karban Pesach. And the Karban Pesach is, namely, it says that you should eat on Leil Pesach Matzah Marad with it, and you should not eat Chametz. They're like opposites. Matzah and Chametz are opposites. So the Karban Pesach has what you should and shouldn't eat with it. But in the Shechitas HaPesach, there's no, it does not have an institution. It doesn't have the import of the institution. Shechitas HaPesach is a mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach. But it doesn't have the, like, this components, like the Achilas HaPesach, which has a Matzah Rom Yechlu. And as the holds that the Isser Chametz is attached to this unique institution of Achilas HaPesach. As opposed to that's Rav Shimon. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda held, no, that it's simply It's not a characteristic of the mitzvah of achilas haPesach. Rather, it's just a halacha that there's a contradiction between Pesach and Chametz, and therefore, once the Karban Pesach is a reality, once it's a zman haPesach, the zman of shlichus haPesach from 6 hours onwards, so now there's an isser achila, because that would bring a contradiction, bring into play the contradiction between Chametz and Pesach. This is as far as we said yesterday. Could be. Okay, so I just thought, yeah, this is as far as we went yesterday. I said is that we didn't go further. I mean, it's two different svaras. It's hard to get what's the point of argument, the guys are asking. I said, I don't really know. Just there's two different other ways of understanding the issa, the sechel of chametz. It's a din in the contradictions in the institutions, or not specifically a din in achilas haPesach. So I was just thinking afterwards, maybe you could say something is, it's that what you mentioned yesterday is like it says mano. It's funny how it calls it like toch zmano, lefnei zmano, and lachar zmano, which is zmano is Pesach, zmano of chametz. It's not really clear zmano of what, but zmano is Pesach, lefnei zmano is before Pesach, and lachar zmano is after Pesach. So it's funny the words. I mean, it's almost like as if it's like according to Yehuda, it's not lufnei zmano. According to Yehuda, that is also the zman. Like, what does it even mean? Well, why call it zmano? You know, like, what is the zman of the Esr Chametz? According to Yehuda, begins beforehand, and then it continues afterwards. So, what reality? According to Rav Shimon, I understand he should call it lufnei zmano the achar zmano, because it's before and after the zman of the Esr. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, well, it's all zmano. Everything's the zmano. But the thing is, like, again, this is maybe a little speculative, but the idea is, like, you have, for instance, like, let's say on Shabbos. So Shabbos is a special day. And so much so, basically anything you do on Shabbos is different than anything you do on Chol. If you talk on Shabbos, it's halacha, shalei diburcha shal Shabbos, ki diburcha v'chol. Like, Shabbos is like, it's the yom is like kavua as a special day. As a reality, your tilto on Shabbos should be different, and your hilach on Shabbos should be different. It's not just like you don't do malacha. It's not just reserved for a very specific activity. It's the yom is a different yom. It's like set apart. It's like a different substance of yom. The whole yom is as an identity. Okay, so far so good. Now, whenever you have a kedusha sandwich, you know that's the case. Now, the question is: now you have this thing of erev Pesach after Chatzos. And in a certain sense, there is some sort of a yom. Shulchan Aruch says, Rambam says, and it's, I don't think it's just Rambam, it's based on Mishnah, there's an isser of malacha, from Medivar Sof, from Chatzos on, during the Zman of the Karban Pesach. And there's a halacha, there's a Karban Chagiga in that time. The Zman is really like, has a certain a special time. The Zman of Shulchan Pesach is a special Zman. It's like a kviyas of the Zman that the time has. Okay? But it's not exactly like a yontif. It's not exactly like a yontif. It's like a time which is kavua for the mitzvah of shchitas haPesach. Okay, and I'm not in the sugya of the you know there, but I'm going to say it seems like you get the feel from Yidron. It's like it's not exact. It's like it's a malachim divrei sofrim. It's not exact. The Torah doesn't say you can't do malacha there, but it's like, you know, this is the time which is kavua for shchitas haPesach. Now the question is like. Does, if I just eat, is my achila, my question is, in that kind of a zman, could you say that whatever I eat in that zman registers, so to speak? Like, if I eat chametz during that time, is there any tziruf between my eating of chametz and the fact that I'm supposed to be shechting the karban right now? Okay? If the zman is really like a day like yontif, like on Pesach, there's a zman called Chag HaPesach. And since it's Chag HaPesach, it's a holiday yontif, and anything yachil is on this day register. But this isn't really like a yontif. It is a zman which is kavua for mitzvah Pesach, but it now something which is apart from the Pesach. I'm just eating the bread. Does that register on the Pesach, so to speak? Like, are they related? I mean, it's true if I'm actually like. I don't know, eating it together with them. Like an achila on Pesach, I'm eating it, and my achilas, there's a seder, and there's a whole seder halayla, and the achilas halayla is part of the whole mitzvah halayla. But if I just stop, I'm eating Karban Pesach, and then I walk away from the Karban Pesach, and I eat a roll, is there a tziruf between those two? So it could be Rav Shimon holds no. And Rav Yehuda holds yes. Rav Yehuda holds that the zman of, since there is like a new yom, like a kviyas man. Okay, it's a chag in a certain sense of the shchitas haPesach. So therefore, any achila, if you do an achilas chametz in that time, it will be mitzuraf to the carbon pesach because it's the zman shchitas haPesach, and therefore there will be a contradiction. You know, whereas Rav Shimon holds, he agrees that they can't, there's a contradiction between the institutions. He just holds that the fact that it's in the Zman Shchitas HaPesach isn't a mitzaref of the Achilas Chametz to the Korban Pesach. There's no reality. The reality of the Zman isn't kavua in the same way as like a Yantav. You know what I mean? So the question is, that's the question. I mean, again, not in the sugi of that Zman, but the question would be, could be to go further. What it's contingent upon is, will the Zman of Shchitas HaPesach, that Zman function to be a mitzaref of the Achilas Chametz in that Zman to the Korban Pesach and thereby create a problem, be alav? Or you say, no, that's not alav, there's no shaykhus to it. It's only when you have Achilas Pesach, which you see has al matzor mirchlu, so the Achilos halayla are all mitzaref miyachad, so then you'll say the Achila of the side dish is a side dish of matzah and an Isser of the side dish of Chametz. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I understand. Yeah, I understand. It's called Lefnei Zmano because I think it's good. Is that the real Zman is Pesach. The real Zman is Pesach. That's the real Zman. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree with that. You know what I mean? But he holds that's the Machlokas is about Lefnei Zmano. They know it's Lefnei Zmano. That's the issue at hand. Is does that Lefnei Zmano have a reality like the real Zman?
What's the character?
You know, yeah, what's the Lefnei Zmano? Does the Lefnei Zmano have like a positive characteristic of such that it's toface like all the achilos in that Zman? Or you say that it really is the Lefnei Zman like just descriptive, or it really is just the Lefnei Zmanos before Zman? I mean, according to Rav Shimon, the Lefnei Zmanos is exactly, it's definitive. It's Lefnei Zmanos, not Zmanos, no Zman yet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's just descriptive. It's before the Ikar Zman, but this also has a character. It's the Zman of the, you know, it's not the primary Zman of the Pesach, but it also has a character of a Zman. You know what I mean? Like, that's just got me thinking about that. You know, like, that's a question, is what is the... I mean, again, this is... Presumably, you should, to go further into this, you should look into that sugya about... There's a Karmel Chagiga, which is broad, I think, for that Zman. I remember I did the sugya last year a little bit. It's, like, specifically separate from the... Yeah, I think so. The separate Chagiga of...
Wow. It's a good Raya for Beuda.
Yeah, Zevach... I think it's the Zevach Chag HaPasach. I think it's the Zevach of that... Chag, I think.
Whoa.
But just because that's the case doesn't mean... I mean, that's... I don't know. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean it's like a yom. I don't know. Look into it. I'm not sure.
Even factually.
Even factually. Yeah. But it doesn't... Just because there is doesn't necessarily mean... I think the Rambam has it. But even though it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to color everything in the day. It's a chiddush that Shabbos, for instance, means. Anything I do on Shabbos registers. It's a chiddush. Shabbos is a very special day. It's a kedushas hayom. This isn't like a kedushas hayom. It's like it's a day which has a character, or a Zman which has a character to it, but does that mean, I mean, again, to go further, why it would or wouldn't, it could be you have to get into the character of that Zman. You know, there's a Malach on that Zman, I mean, there's Sigyas. This one also is the fourth parak, and then I think it's, I don't know, seventh or eighth parak is about the Karmel Chagiga. So I'm just saying that would be a direction to go further, because it's to give a sense of what it might be dependent upon. But again, I think you can, so I said yesterday, I think is certain. So yesterday is just a definition, defining what the Yisr is. Is it in the Zman? Is it the Tziruf is through the Zman of Pesach, and that's a contradiction, or specifically in the Achilas of Pesach? But to go why you'd say it, it could be this is why you'd say it. And it makes sense. But, you just have to, you know what you know for sure, and know what's just a good idea. And there are many facts here. Okay, so we're going to take up now the issue of Achar Zmanah. Okay, totally different question now. Chametz after Pesach. Okay? Chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. So again, same shitas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's an Isser of Achila and Hana of Chametz which existed on Pesach. Okay? And he learns it because there's three psukim. Lo yochal Chametz, lo yochal Chametz, lo chametz lo sochelo, lo socha alav Chametz. So one's for beforehand, one's for after, one's for during. Okay, so he has a lot. So, again, and Rabbi Shimon holds, no, it's only during. Only during. The only Isser is during Pesach. Okay, and Rabbi Yosef Glili, is that what it is? Rabbi Yosef Glili, totally different track, he holds his no Isser Hana on Pesach of Chametz altogether. Chametz is Mutter Bana, according to him. Okay? Mutter, you're right. Mutter Bana. Fine. So it turns out what the Gemara wants to know is who's the author of our Mishnah. These are the three Tanaim. Who's the author of Mishnah? Our Mishnah says like this. Again, it's on Chav Chasim and Aleph. It says Chomet Shalach Risha Avar Alav HaPesach. So our Mishnah is about Chomet Shalach HaPesach after Pesach. Mutar Behana. Okay, so if it's a goy is Chomet, it's Mutar Behana. Vishal Yisrael Aser Behana. A Jew's Chomet is Aser Behana. Shenemar Lo Yireh L'Chasar. Okay, somehow the pasuk Leir Chasar is a raya. Okay, but let's leave it. But essentially, the Mishnah says Chomet of a Nachri, which over of a Pesach is Mutar, Chomet of Yisrael, which over of a Pesach is Asar. Behana. So who does it sound like it could be? So far? Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chomet is Asar before and after Pesach. Rabbi Shimon holds it's not Asar before and after Pesach. Okay, and it literally altogether holds Mutar Bana. So I mean, the Mishnah says Mutar Bana. Even afterwards, it's Asar Bana. The Mishnah says so. It really holds Mutar Bana on Pesach itself. So the Gemara says it's like at the very very bottom of Chav Chasam and Beis. It says Mani Mas Nisan. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Okay, E Rabbi Yehuda Chometz Stama Ka'amar Afilu Denachri.
How could it be he holds
the Nachri? Right. The Mishnah says Chometz of a Nachri. Shavuot Pesach is Mutar. But Rabbi Yisrael doesn't say anything about that. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say anything about that. He just says, Chameitz bein lefnei asmano bein la'achar asmano over al-balav. He doesn't say who owned it, who cares who owned it. He doesn't say anything about that. But our mission is saying only the Chameitz of a Jew. Right. He says, Ibi Rabbi Shimon, the Yisrael Nami Mishra Shekashari. Right? Even the Yisrael is Mutar. Because he holds his Noel Sir Chameitz Shavuot Pesach. Okay? Only he only has one pasuk also, which refers to on Pesach itself. The Rabbi Yosef Glude, if you'll talk to someone, Nami Mishra Kashori, Bahana, Mutar Bahana, do on Pesach itself. So he can't be him, because the Mishnah says, even afterwards, Asarana. So, Omar Bacha Bar Yaakov, La Olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, the Kasha is, what about Chametz of Anachri? Pasuk just says Chametz. The Yalev Se'or, the Achilam is Or, the Ri'ya. So you have a limud of Se'or, Lerucha Se'or, and Sa'ar, Kol Sa'ar, I don't know. Some pasuk of the Sa'ar by Achila.
That one. Lo Yochal Nisar
D'Riya.
What? That's not one of the three
pasukim.
This is another.
I don't know. We all also Lo Gabe Chomet Gabe Lo Yochal Nisar D'Riya. Chomet. It's funny. He says it's Chomet by Achila. That's what Rashi's saying. It doesn't word say the word Sa'ar, but it says Chomet Sa'ar, the same kind of thing. It sounds like that's what Rashi's saying. But it's basically he learns that he compares the Isar Chomet. That's a chilas chametz to the iser of reiyas chametz. He says mas or the reiya shel chayat harav al tashrav shel chayim shel gavoa. Just like when it comes to bali rabbi matzei, it's only aser to own or to see. Find your own your chametz. You're allowed to see or find or own chametz of a guy. Kind of funny. The standard way you learn bali rabbi matzei means you're not allowed to own chametz. But so what does it mean? You're allowed to own chametz of a guy.
Okay,
doesn't make sense. It's a contradiction, right? Yeah. If it's the guys, then it's, of
does
course.
This mean it's
altogether, not, not so simple. It's complicated. You guys understand it more than I am, probably, right? Is that what you're doing? So you're saying is, but just like Bali Rabbi Matzei is only your chametz, not a guy's chametz. Okay, not the other guy's chametz. Atzor dechila shachliya torah toshor shalchir mishalgavah. Okay, so also too by the eating, it's only also to eat a Jew's chametz. It's not also to eat a goy's chametz, right? So therefore, he's saying is that there's a limud that the iser of chametz she'avra l'pesach, or not only that. I mean, according to this, I mean, you'll see it's not so simple. But according to Rashi, it's mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter to eat chametz of a goy on Pesach. Okay.
Yeah, we were pushing out when we read that Rashi.
Yeah,
that we were reading it wrong.
Tosa doesn't like it, but he says in Chami. Okay, that's what Rashi says. So guys, chametz. After all, it's only guys.
So we can
okay.
Sell our
chametz. Yeah, that's right. It's funny. I mean, Tosa says how you can work it out because when he gives it to you, when you're chewing it, you're gonna be kona it. Like he gives it to you, lets you use it, and now you eat it. So that itself is gonna be a kinyan. So it's gonna always work out. It's gonna end up being yours.
When you get it to someone's house.
That's what it sounds like those are saying in the Chalami. I know. Yeah, I mean, we'll get to it, but I guess so. I mean, look, I know, I don't know. We'll get to it. That's this Tosis here, but then. I want to take it up. We have what to go. Maybe tomorrow, I'll say. But not today. So, it's funny, right? The basically saying is that the Isser is a separate lima. That's only by Jews chametz, not by Goy's chametz. Just like by Rabbi Motze. By Rabbi Motze, you can do it on a Goy's chametz. Again, it's a little complicated.
What about the initial student of owning a Goy's chametz?
Well, I know. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, that's a question of what by Rabbi Motze means. We have to take that up also. That's a good problem also. But there are a lot of problems here. I just want to get an overview for the facts, because we're not. This is more advanced than I want to take up. But again, so according to the thing, it's really the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda has a lima that this whole thing only applies to Jewish comics. So therefore, Mishnah is good. It says that Chamesh Lav Pesach Avir Nachri is Mutar. Chamesh Lav Pesach Avir Jew is Aser. And then it says... Alright, so why does it say Aser Mutar Bahana? Sounds like the guy's comments mother and not really to mother Achila. He says, "They don't know me. We didn't know the Mishnah. I feel Achila Nami Shari. Why did Tani the Shal also not Tani Nami the Machri mother Bana? So in Achlami, really, it's mother Bana, mother Achila even the guys. But since it wants to say by the Jew, it's also Bana. So it says by the guy, it's mother Bana. We didn't know the Mishnah. I feel the Sochs Mano mother Bana. Why did Tani the Shal Achas Mano Tani Nami the Machri Achas Mano? And even on Pesach itself, it's mother to Bana from the guy's comments. But it's just saying it says." After, because it's talking about the Jews after, and it's a real halacha wants to teach you, is after Pesach, the Jews, Chamesh Lav Pesach, Zasmana. So it's telling you, but a guy is Mutar Bana. But in Achnami, really a guy is Mutar Bachila, and really even on Pesach, a guy is Mutar. Fine. Okay, but that's a technicality. The point is the punchline. If you follow the cheshbon, fine. But the punchline is, so the way this Shita, who is this? Now, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, so he's saying is that our Mishnah is really a Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda only limits it to Jews chametz, and therefore everything's good. Okay? But Rava doesn't like it. Rava apparently holds that, and you'll see, Rava apparently holds that by according to Rav Yehuda, it's even a guy's chametz. Even a guy's chametz is also bana. It's not only a Jews chametz. So now you have to explain our Mishnah again. So he learns, Rava Malolom Rabbi Shimon needs. Rabbi Shimon can also connect. So he holds really it's Rav Shimon. I, Rav Shimon, hold it's mutter to have after Pesach. He says, yeah, that's the Oraisa. But there's a Kenas. There's a Kenas for a Jew's Chametz, which is over on Valei Rabbi Matzai. There's a Kenas, and you're not allowed to have it after Pesach. It's Asavana after Pesach. And that, this is the way we learn. This is the way we hold that, right? We don't hold that it's Asavana the Oraisa. It's just an Esadarabon. It's a Kenas. Chametz on Pesach is a Kenas. Okay, so it turns out, so it's machlokas within Rabbi Yehuda, whether he holds it's only Jews' chametz or even a guy's chametz. So we'll take, that's machlokas between Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rava. But we'll leave that, we're not going to do that right now. But what I want to do right now is you have machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether chametz she'over alav ha-pesach is an isur de'oraisa. Okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, isur de'oraisa, chametz she'over ha-pesach. Even, arguably, even a guy's chametz she'over ha-pesach. Okay, I mean, if you held that way, basically... After Pesach, all the chametz everywhere in the world is asmana. Okay, the stores, it doesn't matter, Jew owns it, guy owns it, can't sell it to anyone, that's it. Chametz Shabbat Pesach is also Jew. Again, this is a machlokas, but according to the way Rav is going to learn it, and the simple way to learn Rabbi Yehuda, is guy or Jew. Okay, so Chametz Shabbat Pesach is also not midoraisa. But Rabbi Shimon holds, no, there's no such thing like that midoraisa. Midorabana, it's a knas, but knas is different, a different story. But essentially, he holds his mother. There's no way to Chametz Shabbat Pesach. Essentially, Kamas is a, you know, is a deterrent, but essentially, a reviewed old is no successor. So it would be nice if we could understand, I guess, what's that machlokas? What's the machlokas between reviewed and Rabbi Shimon? Whether there's an Isser of Chametz or Avalov Pesach, the Oraisa. Okay? I mean, I guess Rabbi Shimon is not much to define. He just says, there's no such thing like that. Right? The Isser is on Pesach. I mean, it's hard to understand the reviewed. I mean, it's not Pesach. What's the Isser? You know, I mean, isn't it? Chametz, I understand on Pesach, but it's not Pesach. So what's that whole idea here, you know? Here's my question. Why can't you just say, look, like you're saying, the Torah said you're not allowed to eat Chametz Shabbat Pesach. That's it. Simple as that. There's nothing to talk about. But my question is, like, what is Chametz Shabbat Pesach? How is there such a thing? Like, is there such a thing called Chametz Shabbat Lav HaShavuos? Is there a phenomenon like that? Like Chametz Shabbat Chanukah? Is there a halachic category of a chafza? Like, you can't just make anything a chafza. You know, you can't say truma that went through Rosh Hashanah. There's no category. You can't just take any two things and make them into a category. So is it like chametz which toured Pesach? Like, went over on Pesach and it, like, was around in the world on Pesach? Like, what's... Like, how is that... How is there a chafza like that, even? Like, what's... It just seems to be like an... Like, well, how... The Torah can't just do that. I mean, the Torah can't just make up any arbitrary entity and just say that's us. It has to be an entity. Right, so the Torah says chametz, I understand. Or Pesach, I understand. Chag Pesach is zman, and there's an issa, it's a regel, and there is an issa which is attached to the yom. There are mitzvahs out of the yom or isurim of the yom. But to say like what kind of an entity, it just sounds like you're taking chametz and Pesach, and you know which have not, you know which obviously they do have something to do with one another. But you have to define for me what's the nature of the issa. How could they, what's the concept of that issa chametz shaval of Pesach? Like a knas, I can understand the deterrent. But what's the... So that's a different kind of a halacha, you know? But like, what's the... How is there an entity called chametz avav pesach? After Pesach, there's no reality to the thing. It's just history. Chametz, which historically was in existence at... how is there an... Right now, it's asar. So what's? How does the history register in terms of the this object? Because it was around then, so... But what's the osir today? Today it's not Pesach, don't do with Pesach. Now, I have a piece of bread in front of me. So what's the osir of this thing? Because I know it was produced before last Pesach, but what's, how does that register in the Chafta? Why isn't that just history? How is that an entity? Zman of... Yeah, I mean, that's part of the question, is that Lefnei Zmano isn't so bothersome, because Lefnei Zmano means a Zman which is right before Pesach, Mitzur of the Pesach. It's a Zman Shchitas HaPesach, which is an osir, which is an osir during that Zman. So that's a Zman. I mean, even though it's not the Zman of Pesach, it's Lefnei Zmano, it's a pre-Zman. But Achar Zmano means forever. So we can say that in the forever time, it's also the Yichamitz, like that's not a Zman. Whereas an Isser could exist. When you have a real Kfiyas Zman, so an Isser could exist in that Zman. But in forever time, there's no Zman. So how do you have Achar Zmano? Was Asser forever? Because historically the thing existed on Pesach? Okay, so I think I'm going like you got. You think you are? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. So I think you're saying Chavetz Gavra, right? Okay. Out of the playbook, but yeah. No, I think here's a Chavetz Gavra. Okay. Everyone avoids giving Chavetz Gavra as far as this.
I got burned last time I did that.
Yeah. I think this actually is, but I think it's important to understand what is Chavetz Gavra. Okay. What is the difference between an Esser Chavetz and an Esser Gavra? Okay. Because, after all, every Isser, there's a Chafta, which is Asr to a Gavra. Right? It's like a pig. So, the Chafta of pig is Asr for me as a Gavra to eat. So, what does it even mean? I mean, it's nice to say, it's a Chafta, it's a Gavra, but isn't everything simultaneously in a Gavra and then a Chafta? Like, it's just the whole words don't really have much meaning to it. And it's like, that's why you can't throw these things around. I mean, you have to know... To know what they mean. If you know what they mean, then they don't apply as often as you want them to apply. You know, but what does it even mean? What's the difference between a sechafza and a segavra? Okay? So an example, the idea is that an iser chafza means, a good example is kachem. Okay? Kachem. Hektish. Sorry, hektish. Kachem also, hektish. So hektish is that the chafza is designated lasham. Okay? For a carbon, let's say. Certain purpose. Doesn't Hashem. And the Isser stems, why can't I eat it? Because then I would be breaking the Chafetz's designation of Lashem. Okay? It's not because, so to speak, the Torah doesn't want me to enjoy eating Kachem. It's not because, it's because the Chafetz has, the Isser stems from the Chafetz's designation, its identity. Okay, it has identity, and by eating it, or by using it, or by being nana from it, you're breaking its designation as Lashem. Now you use it, so now it's lacham, lacha. So it would be undermining the identity of the chafta. Okay? Or like Avodah Zarah, its identity is l'sreifa, l'ibud, okay, the destruction. And so the chafta is abid abdon, it's total destruction. If you were nana from it, it's an object of destruction, and you're basically using an object of existence, of hana. Okay? That's the nisr chafta. And nisr gavra is, let's say, pig. Okay, so I mean, again, every sugya you have to do. I'm just saying off the cuff. And if someone wants to tie in this pig in a sechafza, I don't think he's right, but and that's not my point here. It's just to give an example. But in pig, it's not pshat that the chafza of pig has a designation. There's no designation on the chafza of pig. But the Torah says the gavra is not allowed to ingest pig. Okay, you know, the Torah doesn't want you to have that kind of enjoyment or involve yourself in that kind of an activity. Of course, it's to an object. But the Isser doesn't stem from the fact that pig is designated for Gayim or Adah, something like that. Pig is designated for garbage. Pig is designated to roll around in the mud. Pig is pig. Pig doesn't have any designation. It's just a piece of meat. It's no designation. Kodshim, I designated it. Lashem. Vodzora created Meisav Vodzora defines it as Leibot. Basically, it's Sreifa on the Chafta. But pig doesn't have a designation. There's no designation. It just says, the Torah says, you're not allowed to do Meisav Achila, Spechazer. Okay? In general, I'd say most Yisrael Achila, I think in general, it's an Isergava. But of course, there is a chafta of pig. You can be mevatel the chafta. It doesn't mean there's no chafta, because you may think, oh, you see, there's a chafta. There's bottle b'shishus. You have to be mevatel the chafta, or something like that. But of course, there's an object, but it's a lowercase chafta. It's an object, and the object, in other words, I'm not allowed to eat pig. And the question is this pig? Is this the pig which the gavra is not allowed to eat? So if it's bottle, then it is. It isn't the pig which he's not allowed to eat. If it's not bottle, then it's no same time. Then it is the pig which he's not allowed to eat. But the Torah is, the Isser is, because the Torah is saying that God, you're not allowed to do certain things. Okay? Again, Isser Chafza is the Torah gives the Chafza itself an identity. Okay? And the Isser stems from breaking the identity of the object. Okay? Clear? Okay. So the question is, what about Chametz on Pesach? Okay? So, if you say that it's an Isser Gavra, okay, I mean, let's just say simple. It is Isser Gavra. What does it mean? It means that on Pesach, the Torah, there's such a thing as Chag HaPesach, and on the Chag HaMatzos, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat Pesach Chametz on the Chag HaMatzos. It's Chag HaMatzos after all, and the Torah doesn't want you eating Chametz on the Chag HaMatzos. Okay, the Gavra is Nesar from eating Chametz when? On Pesach. Not all year round, there's no Isser to eat Chametz, so there's the Gavra exists at a certain Zman. And at what Zman does the Torah say, you're not allowed to eat it? So it says, on Pesach. That's when. That's why Wednesday is Chametz reality. It's on Pesach. So when the Gavra is existing and he's going through his calendar, when it comes to Pesach, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat Chametz on Pesach. Now after Pesach, so it's after Pesach. So this thing was around on Pesach, what does that have to do with it? But it's not Pesach. So I'm not engaged, the Gavra's not engaged in the Isser Chametz, but on Pesach. Okay? Then that's Rosh Hashanah. Simple. That's the halacha. The Chag HaPesach creates an Isser on the Gavra to eat Pesach, to eat Chametz. After it's over, there's no reality to it's just history. That existed on Pesach, and I wasn't allowed to eat it on Pesach. That's very nice. I can remember about it and all that, but halachically, there's no reality to Pesach. Okay? It's in my mind. Okay. But if you say, now it could be Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there is such a thing as that, as the Isser Gavra, then you know, the Chag HaPesach is an Oser. And then you get Kares for. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, I think, there's another Isser, there's a separate lot, which is that the Chafza of Chametz is Nesar. That the Chag HaMatzos asers the Chafza, and defines the Chafza as like removed from Achilas Yisrael. Okay, whereas all Pesach has an identity of, it's like an identity of removal. It's the identity of the thing is or tashpis. I'm not sure what the identity is, but its identity is as removed from Achilas Yisrael. It's not really to be destroyed, because you see, like a guy who has chametz doesn't have to destroy it. So, but the identity in the chafta is as an identity of mufka from Achilas Yisrael, from Anas Yisrael, whichever Anas Yisrael, let's say. Okay, the Torah says that this is not the Jews' food. When Pesach comes along, it's like it's deprived of the identity as the Jews' food. The Jews' food is matzah, and chametz is like defined as non ochal of Israel. Okay, it's given identity of being mufka from achilas Israel, from anas Israel. Okay, its identity as food is, so to speak, deprived of it, and so it gives it an identity of esa. Okay, and the Chafza has an identity of Esser. Now, if you say that the Torah defines the Chametz as having a Chal Hashem Esser, so now the substance is identified as having a Shem Esser on it. Now, how does that disappear? When Pesach is over, it doesn't seem to me to make sense that the Esser would just disappear. Because it's true that the reason why the Oser was Pesach, that was the Oser. But what it does is, the Oser asers the Chafza. And the Chafza has an identity. Now, it's true, like, let's say Kachim. Kachim is Aser, the Chafza is Aser. Now, you could be podet, there's a process of removing the shem eser, or if the chafetz reaches its designation of Lashem, then it becomes mutar, and the eser is removed. But if there's a chal shem eser on the chafetz, it doesn't just disappear because it's no longer Pasach, because the idea of a chafetz means that the chafetz has an identity, and there's a shame on the chafetz, namely that it's mufka from Chiz Yisrael, it's aser, it's a chafetz shel aser now, and it has an identity in which resides in the identity in the chafetz. Okay, it's a chal shem on the chafetz of aser. So if that's the case, so then it's simply never going to disappear. It's never going to disappear. There's no mechanism of padiyah. There's no institution of padiyah of the thing. And the chametz asers it now. The shem eser resides in the chavtza. So now it's going to disappear. Just because you remove the cause of the thing doesn't mean that the shem is going to disappear. So that's a separate eser. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah is saying that there's an eser chavtza. The chavtza on Pesach, the chavtza of chametz is nesar as a chal shem of eser leisrael. That's a chal shem, and that's not going to disappear. And Rosh Hashanah is no such thing. It's an Isra Gavra that on Pesach, the Gavra, you're not allowed to eat Chometz. But that is only used on Pesach, because after Chometz, there's no residual effects. It's not Pesach anymore. So the Gavra, obviously, Gavra is different Gavra today and tomorrow. There's different days. You experience different Zmanim. But if the Chavtza has an identity, the Chavtza doesn't exist in time. The Chavtza is just the time Asers. What is it? Asers, the time Asers. The Zman Asers, the Chavtza. But now the Chavtza is the Chal Shem. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think what's difficult is because the word, and this is why I think Isra Gavra and Isra Chafetz are misused. And that's why I think it's a good idea to stay away from the words, because you can almost make anything into Isra Gavra and Isra Chafetz. But like when you say like a Chafetz Shal Mitzvah, of course there's a mitzvah and there's the object which is kosher for the mitzvah. So you could call it like an object you're using for the mitzvah. So you could call it a chavtza shel mitzvah, but it doesn't necessarily mean that like this palm branch is like a different palm branch than a different. There is an idea of huktzel mitzvah, which means that you are designating the thing for a purpose, and once the purpose runs out, like yom tov runs out. But I mean, these are sigyas, by the way. I mean, that's the sigyas by Ner Chanukah, right? That if you designate the stuff for Ner Chanukah, it's also forever. It's not so simple. I mean, Huxlam is also, it could be forever. By Ner Chanukah, I think, yeah, we say that way, because he designated Leibud. It's Machlokes Rishonim, actually. So, but it could be an Echonami that the Chafetz is defined. Or maybe you'll say is that it's a temporary designation, which could be. But the Torah's definition of the Chafetz is, it's just defined as a Chafetz Shalisser. Okay, and that Chal Shem doesn't disappear. But again, I think the idea is, it's not just, the idea is that the chafetz has an identity and designation. Maybe we'll get to it more presumably within this question of the chametz Yisrael, chametz Begoy, is a further refinement about, well, which chametz has this designation, and hopefully that will, we'll be able to get maybe a little more insight into the idea. But I mean, I think it's hard. I mean, I was trying to say it's a chafetz, but it's contingent upon this man, and then it disappears when the man disappears. But I don't see that idea. I mean, it seems to be like forced, that idea. I mean, I would say everyone holds a chafetz, but the question is it dependent on this? But to me, if you take the idea of nisr chafetz, it means that the chafetz is an identity of isr, then I don't see how it should just disappear. Unless there's a mechanism of hafkah, it's an hafkir. And what do you say? The passing of Pesach is somehow mafkiah the Chal Shem. You need a mafkiah somehow, like Padiya, or something like that, or something to that effect. Right. Okay, so if we're good with this, you guess what it is. I'd like to do for tomorrow. What's today? Tuesday. So for tomorrow, I'd like to try to take up further this machlokas, about whether you'll see it's Moshe Rava and Rav Achmar Yaakov, whether it only applies to chametz of a guy or only Yisrael or also a guy. And I think I have to talk again to this lo yira lecha a little bit. What does it mean that lo yira is only of a chametz of a Jew? Of course, by all means, you're not allowed on chametz. So I mean, we'll see. I mean, maybe we have to look into this again a little bit.